In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Today is the fourth Sunday, the fourth week in Hathor, in the Coptic calendar, Hathor month. And as we discussed before about the Coptic month, we have from Baba to Beshans, we talk about the Son of God. And especially for the Hathor, it's only kind of preparation to Kiyak. The church, the Coptic church, try to prepare ourselves for the new, or for the incarnation of God, for the nativity. That's why the church tries to explain to us, for example, in the first 2 weeks, the sower, okay, the parable of sower, and how Jesus Christ tried to talk and to send his message to all the people. However, where you are, or who you are, God tried to talk to you every day. The problem that is, I am different. I try to hear his voice, but I can't. This is only the problem. Then we are sure, even I'm very far from God, but still God try to send his voice, send his message to me. The problem is different soil. That's why in the parable of sower, we have four kinds of people. That's why Jesus Christ tried to explain, okay, who has ear, he will hear. Then it's very important to understand how I can hear his voice during the day. Then after he explained the four kinds of people, he tried also to explain how we live with God by the third week, to how to carry the cross. We know very well in our life it's not very easy. I know, which is normal. Which we have to recognize that our life it's not easy. But if we take this as a cross sometimes, as a cross to seeking God or to reach God, it would be great. It will not be heavy. It will be a light cross. Then the third week is only to explain to us, if you need to go to reach God, you have to carry the cross. The fourth one is why I have to do all this. Why I have to live all my life like this. Why I have to understand and to hear this, the word of God. This is the fourth one. The fourth Sunday is the purpose of to do everything like this is only the kingdom of God, the eternal life. And if we go, we know very well what happened in the gospel. We heard this. And the story is someone came to Jesus Christ and he asked, I need eternal life. First of all, I will contemplate in one point. It's written in the three gospels. This story is already written in the three Gospels, Matthew and Luke and Saint Mark. One of them, he wrote he's a young man. And it's very good that someone, as a young man, he think about eternal life. Usually, the seniors and the elders, after long life, they think about the eternal life. But if I'm going to the young man, he's only between 20 and 30, and he think about the eternal life, it's a very good point. But the question is different. I can say the question is in between right and wrong. He asked Jesus Christ like this. He He asked, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? To inherit, someone have to die to inherit. Then I have nothing to do to inherit the eternal life. I have nothing to do. Then why you ask Jesus Christ to inherit eternal life? To inherit something, for example, how I can gain, how I can go, but how to inherit, it's different. Inherit, it means that someone will have to die to inherit the eternal life. The question is wrong from the perspective of the young man, but it really is right. What happened in the beginning, when God created Adam, He created him without incorruption. That's why we said in the liturgy like this. O God, the great eternal, who formed man in incorruption. And He gave him the eternal life. He told him, go, you have all the dominions. You are the master. You will live all the life, eternal life. But after he fell, now he corrupted the creation of God. And what happened? Someone have to come, who is God, to die on the cross, to give me and you the eternal life. Then it's an offer, a gift from Jesus Christ to us. It's a gift. It's an offer. I have nothing to do in it. It's an offer to us after our baptism and we receive the Holy Spirit. And after each day I come to the church and to take the communion, I have the gift of the eternal life. Now, depend on my deeds. We are all have this benefit. We have all this gift from Jesus Christ that we will go to the eternal life. We inherit eternal life, but the problem depends on our deeds. But if someone, and especially now here in North America, did a lot of tone and about there is no eternal life, there is nothing. No, I will go to the gospel to prove it, first of all, without going any more, for example, to explain what I contemplate about this, the story. No, I will go to the gospel first to prove that there is eternal life. Jesus Christ said, repent for the kingdom of heaven at hand. Matthew 3:2. Come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared from you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14:2. There is a lot of places in the kingdom of heaven for us. But it depends on what I'm doing on earth. Then Jesus Christ tried to explain to us there is another life. And if I'm going to prove also, it's a very stupid story if someone, for example, is of a child and like small, like around like, for example, month, and he's growing up to be years, and after they be youth, after they be adults, and be seniors and elders, and after this, the story is finished. I think it's a very stupid story that we have. No. There is another life after die. And this is only our goal, our purpose in our life here to reach the kingdom. To reach the eternal life. And also when we answer the atheist, there is a proof from Pascal. Pascal said, I can't prove anything, but I have only a small like equation. If the Christians are right, then all the atheists, they will go to the hell. And if the atheists are right, there is nothing. And so, there is nothing for the Christians. Okay, there is no eternal life. But at least they live with some rules, ethics, and they love God. But maybe if there is no eternal life, there is nothing on the Christians. But if there is eternal life, the problem is the atheists. They will go to the hell, 100%. It's only something like equation, Pascal equation, but sometimes we use it to answer the atheists. Then first of all, it's very good that it's my thoughts. In my life, I put before my eyes, there is eternal life, there is another life. And this is exactly what I need. Whatever happened in my life, I don't care about. Okay, I live my life very good. I do a lot of efforts, but only I have to put in front my eyes that I'm going to the heaven. I need the eternal life. The second point we have to contemplate in when he, then Jesus Christ, like he loved him, because he said in the gospel, then Jesus Christ looking at him and loved him. Loved him because as a young man, try to think about eternal life. Then he asked him, you know all the commandments? You know it? Okay. And you can read and you can do exactly what in the commandment it's written. Then the problem, the answer is what it was. Sorry, the teacher. All things I have kept from my mouth, and I know very well all the commandments, but what I can do? I know everything about the commandments. And this is exactly when I go to Abuna, and I tell him, Abuna, I am praying, but I didn't hear the voice of God. And then Abuna reply and answer, can you pray more? Abuna, it's boring. Can you be creative? Habibi, we have to pray. We have to open the Bible. This is the first one, a first step to seek God. I didn't hear well the voice of God. Ah, okay, didn't hear. Then we have a problem. Go and sell all your money, all the money that you have. The problem is not the money for the young man. It's not the money. There is an idol on his heart, which is he depends all his life on the money. There is a lot of idols in my life. For example, Jacob in the Old Testament. I explained this yesterday in the Vesper. Jacob in the Old Testament, when he decided to go back to the normal life, to the father and the home, and the problem that he has to meet Esau. And the problem is he was afraid, he was scared from him. What happened? He put in first Leah, then the son of Leah, then the son of Rachel, then Rachel by the end. And God asked him, why you are doing this? I love Rachel more than you, God, sorry. I love Rachel more than you, God. And this is a problem that I love a lot of things in my life more than God. Even my kids, I have to love my kids in God, not more than God. There are a lot of idols on my heart and make an obstacle between me and between God. And I have to search emotions, the money, job, my work, anything. It's an idol. And this is a problem that this young man, he loved to inherit the eternal life, but he couldn't. There is an obstacle between him and between God. And the obstacle is what? It's the money. That's why if we come to the church and we attend the Mass, we attend the liturgy, we have to leave everything in your mind outside. Only go to the church, go to the liturgy to meet God. Only look to His face. Only talk to Him. There is nothing bother me. That's why we do. We explained this yesterday also, why we have to praise in the midnight. The midnight is a quiet time. In the night, there is nothing I have to think about. Usually, I have to take rest. I have to go to sleep. I have to go to sleep because I have nothing in my mind. Then, because there is a quiet time, there is a calm, there is nothing bothering me, around me, then I have to praise God. I have to meet God. Then, first of all, in my life, I have to think about eternal life. Because there is a lot of ways in this life, but only one way to go to meet God and reach God. The second, I have to search in my heart what is the obstacle, the idol in my heart, which is make a problem to meet God. And if we pray and we cannot hear God, then there is a problem. There is something else in my mind. That's why it's written in the Proverbs 23:26, "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my eyes, and glory be to God forever. Amen."
Emepso sere egon oni athloforos e martyros valerianos nemphe porinos entefkane novinane evo to be emepso sere egon peniote thoeben dikeos avagogre Κύριος Πιθεολογός εν τευκένε νόβι να ανεβολ γεφές μαρότεν γεφιο νε με ψήρι νε πι ευνεύμα εθλόε τι ετερεί εσέ γικεβο τεν όστε μόστε τι όνες
Sofes ibros homin Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, genomes mi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontificator, Creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, Light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended the heavens. He set the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Sons, worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess and baptize for remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
Επί προσευχήστος ειτε
ειρήνη πόση
και το πνεύματι.